The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And I say we get right back to the calls. Call me, 281-496-5711. We've got a little less than an hour to go, and I'm going to try to get out on this hour on time. So call me now if you have a question, and we'll get to you for sure. We have plenty of time to get to your call. Let's talk to Billy. Billy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I think I have a problem similar to your last caller.
Okay.
My question is, I had two leaks at different times. The first leak was in my garage, you know, where the water comes in, I guess on the house side of my cutoff valve. That was repaired almost immediately, so no big deal. I got up and running again as far as water.
Okay.
But the next day, you know, the house was without power. So the next day I got a leak from a pipe in the master bedroom. So, you know, I turned the water off at the cutoff valve. I opened all the faucets, and you know, I had damage from the water coming from the ceiling, but eventually that stopped. My question now is, all of my faucets are open, but I noticed that there's some water coming from the faucet in my guest bathroom. It's not heavy, but it's kind of a steady, small stream, and I'm really thinking that I may have a problem with my cutoff valve not completely sealing.
Yeah, you could, because I do in one of mine, and one of the things I'm going to do when this all calms down is I'm going to have both my shutoff valves. I have two to my house. I'm going to have them replaced. It's time. They're 25 years old. I'm not going to even rebuild them. I'm just going to have Abacus come out and replace them. But as far as that goes, it could be. But right now, we just need to get you back in business. So the fact of the matter is go ahead and get that pipe fixed, and go ahead and get your system all set up, and then try it a few times. And if that valve keeps leaking and it's nothing you can do to rebuild it, but you need to replace it, then it's not a bad idea. It can happen. Now, I would ask you, when you put your hand under that water, is it hot or cold?
No, it's cold.
Okay, good. Then, yeah, it could be. And if it's one of the closer ones and it's a direct straight shot, it could be leaking a little bit. I had one, and that hose bib dripped the whole time underneath it, or above it, I should say, the drain. It just kept dripping. I just let it drip. I mean, I can't do anything. I'd just as soon let it drip than I would build up pressure again, so I just let it drip.
Yeah, I was thinking about cutting it off at the meter, but I guess it's not a major deal. I guess the main thing is just to get a plumber by here to
yeah, it's not a major deal until they have to replace it and they have to cut it out and do whatever they're doing and do the work. If the water is running and hampering their work, then they will go to the meter and cut it off 100%.
Okay.
Just so the pipe's dry so they can put it together.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your advice, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you holding so long, Billy. I hope it was worth the hold. Advanced Home Exteriors, to reside your home using Hardy, might be someone you'll be calling. Maybe. Maybe not because of the storm. I don't. Maybe not. Probably not. I'm trying to think. There could be some situations where you just had a really, really bad leak, and all your wood rot and siding on the back is getting really bad, and it's been bad anyway, and it's just time to do it. Then it might be. I think it would be more of a catalyst. Get you going on a job you've been putting off longer than you should have. I think that's a better way to look at it. I won't even go there. Anyway, the Hardy siding system doesn't burn. Termites won't eat it. It handles all of the weather thrown at us, including the freezing, cold, wet, dry, hot, hurricanes, floods. It's just a great product. But getting someone who is really good about doing it, who is guaranteed, their work is guaranteed, And they have been doing it for a long time, so they've got a proven track record. That's Advanced Home Exteriors. Advanced Home Exteriors does a great job when it comes to replacing the siding. In fact, I've talked to them, and they don't want to do any other siding. They won't do it. They just, Tom, we just do Hardy. We're an elite preferred installer. That's the only product. Some of the other companies will do different types of sidings. They said, nope, that's it. Our crews are trained in it. We're set up with the suppliers and everything to do it. And that's just what they do, and they do it really well. Because they are an elite preferred installer, as well as they are a home show certified pro, certified home show pro. Put that in the right order. They are really good at what they do. Bill Jackson and his crews, they know. That's Advanced Home Exteriors. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com and take a look at their work or call 281-407-0850. I'm telling you, they're back to work on Monday. I know it. The weather's changed, and they're ready to go. I wouldn't doubt that a lot of these people that I tell you about, the storm is gone, and they got to go back to work. And they'll be answering their phones and go ahead and line up a call to them and get started on your refacing, residing of your home, I guess you might say. It's just a better way to put it, residing it and making it look good. That's Advanced Home Exteriors.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Abacus Plumbing. Finally, plumbing professionals you can count on.
Concrete Raising Corporation. Save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money.
Circle Saw. The tools you need from professionals who know them best.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Cindy's up next. Hello, Cindy. You're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Okay, I have a real basic question, and I'm all by myself, so I'm just kind of happy to do the best I can.
Okay.
In a house, I have my water turned off on the side of the house and covered. Earlier in the week, like Tuesday, Monday, it's all covered, turned off. Everything was drained. Everything was covered. Kept my attic door open for air to get there, and I have PEX up there also. So I've tried to be prepared, and here's my question. What's my correct order? I'm going to try and do this Monday when it's 2 days of warmth. What's my correct order? All my things are open right now because they were drained, and I just want to know the order to do outside, and then you go inside.
Okay, first off, you don't have to wait till Monday if you don't want to. It's time. Go ahead, and you can open it today. Just so you know.
I'm nervous, Nelly.
I know,
nervous,
but being Nelly. Nervous doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just you're going to be nervous either way. Waiting is not helping anything. You don't have any water in there to freeze because you drained it.
No.
You did the right thing, so there's nothing.
I
know, so there's nothing to wait for. So okay. I just want to throw that at you. You can do this today, but here's what I want you to do. Go and close every valve. Make sure you shut off the hoses. Make sure you close them. A valve opens and closes. Make sure you close all the valves in the house. And then I want you to turn.
You mean the sinks, right?
Sinks, showers, tubs, hoses. I want everything closed.
So
not underneath the cabinets, just at the sink, just at the fixture, okay?
So close them in the house, okay.
And outside, the hoses too. Close everything.
So take my rags off of my four things.
Yeah, you don't need them anymore. The freeze is gone. Everything is gone. You don't have to wait any longer. Everything is done.
Okay, so, take all the rags off.
Yeah, go ahead and start doing the cleanup.
Okay.
Close everything. Then
okay,
go to your work.
Everything's off.
Okay.
Inside and outside.
Yes, ma'am. You don't want anything open. And
okay,
then go to your valve and slowly open it a little at a time. You know, it doesn't take an hour, just a little at a time. Let the water slowly go ahead and fill the pipes up. And you'll hear it. You'll hear it running. And as you open it, the water will rush faster and faster. Do it slow. You'll hear it. Give it a second as it starts to speed up until you open it all the way. Back the valve off about a quarter turn. You don't want it open so tight that you can't close it again. So open it all the way and then back it back about a quarter turn. You're fully open. You're ready to go. Then you can go to any sink in the house and just turn them on. You can go to a hose and turn them on. I don't want you to go turn them all on. I just want you to naturally go from one to the other a little bit. It's going to spit some air. Its water's going to come out. It's going to make some weird noises. Don't worry about it. And go around and just keep doing that off and on at different places. Flush the toilets. They're going to make a little bang when they go on. It's okay. Everything will start filling up. It'll start blowing air out. And before you know it, all the air will be gone. But you're ready to go now. I wouldn't wait. You want your water back.
Turn them on and off.
No, I'm saying turn them on, but not on and off real fast. Turn them on. Let it run a little bit till it spits and spits and spits. You know, maybe 2-3 minutes at a time. And just walk around and just do it as you feel like it. It's fine. You survived. You're good. I want you to watch around the house. So in case something did break, you're going to find out about it as it pressurizes. But chances are you did everything. You're fine.
But there was something to avoid, like some kind of echoing thing or some kind of knocking.
That's why, yes, it's called a water hammer.
Okay.
And that's why I asked you to make sure you close all your valves first. If you close all your valves first, you won't get it.
Okay, so everything is closed inside and outside.
Everything. I don't want anything open.
Okay, and then you're going to go to your main water thing that's covered
just
and uncovered.
Slowly turn it on. Yeah, uncover everything. Nothing needs to be covered at this point. Everything can come back to life. It's done. Okay. It's over. It's nothing but a memory.
Easy for you to say.
No, ma'am. It's easy for all of us to say. It truly is. It's time we have other things to worry about now. Now we got plants and trees and all kinds of weird stuff, fences. I don't know. We got other things to worry about. Right now, this thing is done.
Okay. So
don't beat yourself up on it. It'll be fine.
Okay, everything is turned off.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Everything is shut down. Then turn the water on.
Yes. And you're done. Then as
then
you
go
use
in the
it,
house,
you're
go
gonna
in the house
and don't freak out. It's gonna spit some air. It's okay. Just let it spit it out. It's fine.
Okay,
yeah, you're done. You're fine. Especially with the pecs, you're fine. You drained it. You did exactly what you're supposed to do, and now the storm is over, and we go back to what we're doing before it happened on last Friday or Thursday. We're going back to that.
I even put some rags in the thing by the street to keep that thing warm,
I'll pick them all up. Rags don't really warm. Once they get wet, they don't do anything but make it freeze more. So be careful with the rag thing. But it's history now, so I don't want you to worry about it. Okay?
Yeah,
so,
I heard you guys talking about putting mulch over there, but I didn't have any mulch.
No, don't. You did everything. Just turn it off and drain it. If there's no water, nothing can freeze. Once you eliminate the problem, it can't happen. And you did that.
Well, I was trying to be overly cautious because I'm by myself, and I mean, like, who am I going to have help me, you know?
Well, you don't need to because you did everything right, so you're good. Yeah, just turn it on, and let's move on to next week when it's 70 degrees and the beautiful weather with sunshine. It's going to be gorgeous.
It's beautiful right now. I'm outside.
I know.
So take all my rags off and make sure every valve I have outside is closed and inside closed. Everybody's closed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well...
You did good.
I'm gonna pray.
You're fine.
All right. Well,
people should come to you for advice, okay?
Well,
I listened
to you guys last weekend, too. But you act like it's so easy, but it's difficult.
It's easy, but unless you make it hard in your mind. And I want everybody to relax. It's just sticks and bricks and pipes, and it's just silly stuff.
I've seen too much stuff on TV that scares me.
Oh, God. Don't watch TV and don't watch social media. Don't watch any of that garbage, please. The world's gone nuts. Okay, thanks, Cindy. I got her on. You're fine. You did good. And if you don't do it right, it's still fine.
Cautious.
Yeah, I know you are. I know. I got to go here, but you did well. You did very, very well. And we're all proud of you. It's just I don't want you to worry anymore. It is done. Over. I command it to be so. And I have a Tom Tynan Day on December 17th here in Houston. And that means I have one day a year I command things, and I'm going to extend it to today. No more worries. We'll just fix whatever happened, and we'll move on to other things. If your roof was leaking, which it probably wasn't, Ideal Roofing is who you call. If you need a new roof, which hopefully you don't right now because you got other things to worry about, but when that time comes, I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to overstress. I just want you to call Ideal Roofing at 713-896-1122. I know Jim, the owner. He's going to take care of you. You don't have to know anything except how much does it cost and when can you get it done. And after that, it's going to be fine. And what's your phone number if I have a problem? And they will back it up. They do a really good job. That's why I call. I'm not going to call someone just, oh, I'm going to watch them. I'm going to make them do it right. I don't deal with that. You know what I do? I say, I know these guys. I know the work they do. If I was, you know, because I travel and I work all over the state, right? Houston is my home, but it's my nucleus. I go around it. I'm like one of those protons, I think it is. Anyway, I just say, you guys get it done and let me have your bill and I'll take care of it. That's what I'm going to do with my water softener that froze and broke a casing during this whole storm. It's one thing I couldn't control. I had no control over that one unless I'd undisconnect it and brought it in the house, and I wasn't going to do that. So that they're going to take care of it, and they send me a bill. That's how you want people to work on your home, where they know more than you. All you need to do is make sure that everything's ready for them, the timing is right, and you pay your bill, and you know their number, and they're there for you throughout. Maybe you'd buy 3, 4, 5 different roofs from them. I bought, 20, 30, 40. They've been putting roofs on homes I've built for people and myself for 30 years now. Ideal Roofing. Give them a call at 713-896-1122.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How you doing there, fellow traveling man?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, live up here in College Station and hadn't had a septic tank for 40 years. And yeah. We were letting the water drip, and then we started considering the saturation of the leach field and it backing up. And I know it's got an overflow pipe between the house and the septic. How far below the lab line should that be cut off? You follow what I'm saying? Is if the septic tank fills up, it's got a riser pipe or inspection pipe.
Yes.
And it can overflow if the septic tank gets full.
I understand.
But it needs to be below the slab line, correct? Because that's the level of the drains and so forth.
Oh, so you're asking me so it doesn't back up into the house?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be wherever the lowest drain is, and that's probably going to be a tub or a shower.
Right.
But is pretty much the slab line. I mean, it's pretty close. You're talking about an inch difference, but yes. But what I was thinking is, why don't you drip it to the outside, like put a hose out and just let it drip into the yard? Why are you putting it in your septic?
Well, I did. We stopped putting it in the septic. We had the faucets open in the house. So we caught buckets and then just kicked it outside through the day.
Yeah. But don't you have a hose on the outside of your house?
Yes, we've got 3 hose bibs on the outside of the house.
Yeah, I would have just put a little hose and just if you're gonna go that route, just turn it on and let it run into the yard.
Yeah,
save you a lot of trouble.
Well,
all the buckets and stuff, but that's up to you.
What else you have to do? You know, power's out.
That's true, man. I tell you, sometimes I do the weirdest stuff when I'm bored. But yeah, I'm with you.
You know, and keeping up with the fire. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that. Because my house has got stone on the outside.
Uh-huh.
It's stucco with stone on the outside. It's a concrete block house. And I can't see the slab line. I was going to go with the bottom of that rock because there is a little bit of overlap.
That's fine. If they put a ledge in there, it would be an inch and a half lower. I don't know if it did with a concrete block home, but if they put a ledge for your stone, it would be an inch and a half lower than the actual finished floor. So if they did that, and if you know they did that, then that's where your mark is.
I don't think they put a ledge on it.
Yeah, I don't think so. With a concrete block, probably not. So if that's the fact, then, yeah, just the bottom of the stone is fine. But don't get to where you're within a half inch or a quarter inch, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you want to give yourself a little room.
That's what I figure. The thing's sticking out of the ground over a foot. So,
yeah, they want you to do that so you don't run it over or bury it. But it will go backwards at the high point. And if it's only going to go so high, and then it's going to find somewhere else to back up to, it's not going to keep going high there unless it's sealed.
Right. And I figure I'd kind of level it off and then cut it off at like an inch below that stone line, and that way never back up in the house. And so, had that happen once in Houston with the sewer line being plugged. So.
Okay. Yes, it's no fun.
Well, thank you. That's it, man. And thanks for your help. And appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you, brother. You bet. Bye. Oh, goodness. Rudy's Quality Painting is someone you're going to want to call. For those of you that had ceilings fall in. Saw many pictures from many friends who sent them over to me. Hey, Tom, look at this. I said, man, there's insulation and sheetrock. And looking up in their attic, their pipes won't freeze anymore up there if their heater's working. But it will come down. And when it does, you want someone to put it back. But you want someone who put it back so you never know it came down. That's right. You never want to know where that patch is. And there's one company out there that can do exactly that. That's Rudy's Quality Painting. I know. Now, I had a ceiling come down once. It wasn't a broken pipe. It was someone working in my attic, putting in a water heater, actually, who went head first. Right through between two joists, right through a perfect clean fall, and a big chunk of the ceiling came out. And I just called Rudy and said, Rudy, come fix it. Whatever it is, just come fix it. I wasn't there, and I'm always moving around. I don't sit still. And I'm out doing stuff. I come back, and I'm looking at the ceiling, and I don't even remember where it was. I couldn't tell you today where that hole was in that bedroom in my house on the second floor because of the fact that they did the perfect job. It was a medium stomp and drag is on my ceiling. It's a texture. And they have artists on staff that do only that. They hang sheetrock. They'll do trim. They replace siding. They have carpenters on staff. They have, of course, the painters because it's Rudy's Quality Painting. He is a professional painter, but he has a professional painting company. And if you're going to have some damage that needs to be fixed, call him. Rudy's Quality Painting, 281-227-6100. Discover the magic of hiring truly a professional painting company and not just someone who says, oh, I'm a painter, and they're really not. From the formulations of the paint to the carpentry work to the detail work to the washing, the prepping, and the painting, and the sheetrock repair, and none of this is in order, and the sheetrock texturing where you never see it, it's Rudy's Quality Painting.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, I live in an old bungalow at my grandma's house on cinder blocks. Multiple breaks in the pipes. I had low water pressure before this happened, and not real good water, only out of maybe one or a couple. I'm thinking of repiping. Who do you recommend to repipe? They have these repipe companies that do nothing but that, or should I go with somebody like Abacus that's very well known? What would you recommend?
Well, you see the repipe companies, they're just plumbers. At least they better be. Licensed plumbers that do all kinds of plumbing works. And plumbers will specialize in different things, but an overall plumbing company, you can call Abacus. They'll take care of it. You can call them, too. You can get some pricing on it, however you want to do it. To me, the repiping is the easy part. It's getting someone in like Rudy to patch the whole house up and make it look good again to where you don't have to, you know, remodel your entire home. So that's going to be your second choice. I don't think plumbers are real good at texturing and painting and cleaning everything up, but I'm sure they'll be fine as far as piping. So, yeah, if you call several people, put Abacus on the list, and put TDT on the list, put some of the other companies on the list, talk to them, whoever you're comfortable with. If you're going to repipe the whole house, go ahead. That's really how I would do it.
Some of the repipe companies have already called, and they do include patching up what they had to go into.
Yeah, I know. I've seen their patching. But you want it to be, and that's fine. You know what? They're going to patch the hole here and there. That's fine. But I'm talking about, you know, painting to match. And it's a lot more work than you think. You can't just go buy paint that's 25 years old that matches what's on your wall and just put a little spot on. You got to paint all the wall to match, at least corner to corner to get close. And there's some tricks and stuff to it. But it takes more than just a plumber. But I'm sure they put a piece of sheetrock back and just tape and float it a little bit. That's pretty simple. It's getting it to look where it wasn't patched.
Wouldn't Abacus be a lot more expensive than these repipe people?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out. Get a price from them.
Exactly. I know you recommend them a lot, right? And what's
I do. I use them for all my repair work. I've known Alan since the day he started. So I know the guy that runs the company. And so, yeah, I would call him if I needed him for this problem I had, but I couldn't call him on this one. I didn't have any plumbing problems, but Abacus would have been who I would have called, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, I'm going to pick them over the repipe people then, I guess.
That's up to you. When you're comfortable and you make your decision, fine. But this is what I always tell people, Larry. Please include our certified home show pros in the process, at least until you make your decision. Please give them a shot at telling you what they can do, what it'll cost, and what kind of results you get from them. So, you know, you at least have talked to them first. Whatever decision you make will be good, but that's who I would call. Yeah, but it's more than that. It's I want you to feel comfortable, but I hate it when people say, oh, they're going to be more expensive, so I won't call them. It doesn't cost anything to find out what they'll do it for, and you'll be surprised to stay in business. These companies all, including the people that advertise on the show, and our advertising isn't that expensive. It's a small show compared to the scope of the Rush Limbaughs, and unfortunately he just passed, but or the Sean Hannitys, whatever. We're just a little weekend show here, and it's a place for them to talk to the people here in Houston, which we appreciate. But they have to stay competitive, and so their prices will be competitive with everybody else.
And what repipe company did you say? I'm sorry.
I don't know of any repipe. I've never used them. So unless I know them personally, I'm not going to give you a name, but there's a bunch of them out there. The other company that's a part of this show that does a lot of do you have galvanized pipe?
Yes, it's old.
Yeah, and that's why I would tell you to talk to TDT. You might not have to repipe at all. They might be able to come in and just reline that pipe. It'll last another 75 years. So if it was me, I wouldn't repipe. If it's galvanized, I would have TDT come in and do that ACE Duraflow and just sandblast and reline that pipe and not go through all that headache of repiping and repatching and all that. So I'd like you to talk to them.
Okay. TDT. Okay.
TDT, yeah.
Okay.
Remember, they're at my website, or I can give you the phone number, but they're the only ones that have that system that can do it for you. So,
yes, sir. I'll call them. Can I get the number off the air?
You certainly can. TDT. Abacus is 713 Plumbing. They made it easy for me. TDT is
713-697-2088. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. And good luck to you. And this is setting a lot of different home improvement projects in motion, like the garage door. Did your garage door work? Do you know what happens when a garage door gets really cold? You probably didn't go out and try to open it. But what you might find is the fact that the gears are all froze up. It's not working right. It's binding. It moved around a little bit. And that means when you go finally to get back in your life, which you're all going to do Monday, everybody's going back to work. Even my campus I work for is open now. Going back on Monday, right? In fact, I'm driving back to Brownsville on Monday morning. Well, that garage door might not open for you. That's because you need a tune-up once in a while. And the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street does exactly that. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. They're the ones that will tune the door up, make sure it's working. Why do they jam? Sometimes they move with the freezing weather. Sometimes the garage door openers get all gummed up because all that grease that we've been putting on there in the nice warm weather stays all gooey. Now it's all gummed up and the it won't turn, so it's binding and going up and down because it can't move. And you don't want to keep doing that because you'll tear it right off the track, so be careful. Then you're going to be buying a whole brand-new garage door, which you can call Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street and get a new one too. Either way, call them if you find out your garage door is not working, because I'll bet a lot of you did not do it. And we talked to Trish earlier. She says, oh, yes, I have my air conditioning system checked. She wants to get a generator now. She's going to put it on her budget that every year it needs a checkup. Well, garage door every couple of years, it could use a good tune-up too, just to keep it working smoothly so you don't have a big expense down the road. It's part of owning a home is maintaining a home. It doesn't maintain itself, nor does a car, nor does a lawnmower, nor does anything else. It always needs a little maintenance, so does your home. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. Don't be fooled by the people who are impersonators. Go to the original since 1936, helping people here in this town. It's a good company and an honest company. That's the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, right back to the calls. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I've been listening to you a long time.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so we got through the winter storm in good shape. I've got a couple of broad general questions for you. Even before the storm, I've got a variety of projects lining up. Two of the things I'm considering doing is repiping. Sounds like somebody's already touched on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I've heard we've got a 40-gallon tank for a hot water heater, and some people are telling me about tankless and stuff like that. So our home was built in 67. We came through the storm in good shape. I hear a lot of stuff about PEX. You know, you were just mentioning it's all galvanized pipe. You know, you were talking about kind of recoring the pipe. What are your thoughts on repiping older homes like that? And then what are your broad thoughts on taking a look at the tankless stuff?
Okay, let's do the tankless first because I got a little time issue here, but we can hit both easily. For you to retrofit to a tank could be really expensive. I mean, to a tankless, excuse me. For you to retrofit to a tankless would be very expensive. I don't think you need to. If it was me, I would go back with the tank. The new ones are incredibly efficient. The recovery rate on them are fantastic. Just put it in and you'll save, I literally mean this, probably $2,000 to $5,000 that you don't need to spend. Okay, so that would be my advice there. If you're just doing it to do it, fine, but it's not going to increase the quality of your life a bit. Especially if it's a natural gas water heater, you're going to be fine with that one. You don't have to change the size of the gas, the ventilation systems. There's a lot of change to go into an on-demand, especially a gas one, which is the most popular. As far as repiping, since it's the 60s pipe, because you said 1967, was I correct with that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good pipe. Have it recored. I would not repipe it at all. If you're just going to do it, do it. If it was Tom Tynan, Tom Tynan would not. I wouldn't hardly consider it unless they came in and said there's something wrong here. The galvanized pipe in the 80s that came from overseas was really a lousy product. The old Pittsburgh pipe was a great product. It's just old. They usually don't break. They usually just get so corroded on the inside, and all they do is sandblast it, line it with an epoxy. You're looking at a 10-year guarantee and a 75-year life expectancy, and that's long enough for me. I wouldn't tear up my house for it unless you're just doing a major remodel.
All right, well, that's
my answer.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you make your decision. That's how I would do it. I am sure that's how I would do it. All right, Texas Floors is the company you might be calling for a floor changeout. How did your floors handle it? Did you get it all wet? Did you have a wood floor that got soaking wet? Well, I have a friend of mine who did. I'm not going to get into the whole story, but he ended up having a pipe break because he missed one of his hose bibs. And one of the things was it started spraying water all over and on his wood floor in his master bedroom. He's probably going to get a new floor out of it. He's already called the insurance company. He's got a good one, USAA, just like I do. It's a great insurance company, and they back up what they say. There's no doubt about it. I like them. But Texas Floors is the people you go to when you need new floors, whether it's wood, tile, carpet, you name it, they're there for you. How many of you got carpet that's ruined? Some of you, just not worth cleaning. And you remember, you have homeowner's insurance. They'll get the like brand, only new, and they'll replace it. They have to. It's part of their deal. That's why you spend money every month. Go to Texas Floors, pick out the right carpet for you, and work the deal with everybody. That's what it's about. Then you'll get the right floor covering for you because you went to the right people. Texas Floors. You can shop at home. They'll bring the samples to you. They'll do their measurements. They'll give you the price. You work it out and get it replaced. Find out more about them. Go to homeshowradio.com and you can see their website. And you can also visit them personally at their showroom located Spring Cypress and 290. Texas Floors. Remember, there's a lot of Texas variations. But when it comes to floors, make sure you go to the right one. And that's Texas Floors. And you can visit them at homeshowradio.com.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning and Heating. Indoor Comfort Pros year round. Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. Enjoy the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. For cracked, broken windows, mirrors, or glass showers, call Glass Doctor. They fix your pain.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Steve. Steve, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Thank you. Got to say first, I was listening to your show last Saturday, and you set that light bulb off in my head about shutting it off, shutting off all the water. And we had actually had poker night that night with four other couples, and I was chastised and yelled at for telling them I was turning off my water. Even my wife got on to me about it. two of them are replacing pipes and ceiling right now. I'm not quoting it, I promise.
I was going to say, Steve, just remember, we don't gloat at Home Show Radio. We just say, next time we'll try to help you. That's all. That's good.
Yeah, I'm told him I listened to Tom Tynan, and he said that's what you should do, so that's what I did. And so we made it through good.
Good. I'm glad.
My question is, so power went out, and I was lucky enough to also have, I've got a 9,000-watt generator.
Cool.
So I was able to, I guess it's not legal to, I used a suicide cord, the double male cord, and plugged into my dryer outlet. It powered my heater, so that was good. It powered lights, some overhead lights didn't work, some did, some outlets worked, some didn't. Not sure about all that. I want to get a transfer switch. All of my appliances are gas. So I've got 16 breakers right now, plus a sub panel for my pool. How many, I mean, where should I start on that? How many switches should I look for in a transfer case and all of that?
I can't get into all that, and because of you've got so many things, but if you seem pretty resourceful. I know you use that suicide cord, and if as long as you cut your main breaker off, you'll probably get away with it, not a problem, so don't worry too much about it. You did. See, a lot of people don't, and this is where people get into trouble. But as far as that goes, think about, write down exactly what you want to do. Now, you can hook them all up as long as you, because you're the controller, you're the pilot, as long as you use what you know you can use, and you'll know your generator starts to overtax itself. And so it's really going to be up to you and how you want to set this thing up, because I have mine set up for more than I would ever run at one time. But sometimes I want to run the upstairs. Sometimes I want to run the downstairs. My pool is mandatory. It has to run every day. So, you know, I had a little list of stuff of how I was going to do this. And I try to keep it the least amount as possible. People think it's just another power plant, but it's an emergency backup. So you've got to be careful, and you've got to understand that you run the least amount as you really need to at any one time.
Okay, I was surprised my generator didn't even flinch when we were running all the refrigerators. And I mean, I've got three refrigerators and a deep freezer.
Let's think about this. It wasn't that hot out, and if you have some of them in the garage, they probably didn't turn on very much. You have different things. Now, air conditionings and stuff, that's going to be a little different. But you have a gas furnace. All it's running is a fan motor. So there's it's not a big load in the wintertime unless you're in an all-electric home.
Okay. Well, I will who's your electric company you recommend for me to get out to put that switch in?
Or you know what? I would call Kiss Generators. I would call Kiss Generators, or you could call Right Touch Electrical. It's up to you. If you already have the generator, Kiss can set it up for you. They do it all the time. They have electricians they work with, and that way you can, you know, talk to them about maintenance and stuff. I don't know how you want to deal with this thing. Or if you want to call Will over at Right Touch Electrical, he will sit down with you. They're both going to deal with electricians. They're going to sit with you. They're going to ask the pertinent questions and design it just how you need it. But it's not something I would do with you in a minute and a half, 2 minutes on the air.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm glad it worked for you. Thank you for the kudos.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
They don't hear much of the good stuff. I always, you know, once in a while I hear, hey, you told me to do that and it didn't work. Well, it doesn't always work. And then I find out they didn't quite do it the way I wanted them to. All right, Gulf Coast Windows can help your cold days and your hot days be more comfortable for you. You will spend less energy. Then your generator won't work as much. That's right. You don't know. What are you going to run on your generator? You know, you can run everything, right? But with good windows, you'll have heat loss and heat gain at a minimal. Minimum. You got to have windows. People say, well, the most energy efficient home is no windows. It's true. I don't want to live like that. It's like living in a cage, in a cave somewhere. I'm not a cave person. I like sunlight. You want lots of sunlight. You want to see outside. It makes your quality of life better. It makes you mentally a little more stable. And that's what it's all about when it comes to windows. But you want them energy efficient. And Gulf Coast Windows, all they do is window replacement, and they can get rid of those old, inefficient windows of yours because they're making you feel so uncomfortable during this cold time. You know where your cold spots are now, and they're usually by a window. and go with their new vinyls. They have the aluminum with the thermal brakes, really efficient windows. You get hurricane glass and some. You can go wood if you have a historical kind of vernacular restoration you're doing. They'll take care of that too. They have it all. They have a window for everybody and crews that know what they're doing. Call Gulf Coast Windows at 713-849-5454.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.